Thank you. Yeah, I very much welcome this motion. I think I'm the only openly gay member of this council. So, and some people... You've heard it here today. I guess from my own personal experience, I think what this council is doing is really good because certainly growing up in the 80s, my only experience was it was a very different time to grow up as a young gay man. Section 28, imposed by Margaret Thatcher, was a very dark day for many gay people in this country, and I'm very pleased that that moment has passed. We've come a long way since then, but certainly, I'm very pleased that this motion's coming, but also, next week is a big moment for most gay people in this country, because for the first time ever, people like me will be able to marry our partners, and that is a really key thing, and I'm very proud that the Lib Dems in government, in this coalition government, have made that happen. That's next week that's happening. But I will remember, as Councillor Williams has said, the experience of gay people in other parts of the world. In Russia, for instance, we've heard what's happening there. In Uganda, in India even, regressive laws are happening, which mean that gay people are hounded, they are in some cases murdered, and there is the death penalty for simply loving the person that you want to love. That can't be right. And so I'm very proud to live in a country where that isn't the case. But we should all also focus, I think, and I think this was mentioned before, on those teenagers who are gay or bisexual or have gay or bisexual feelings and don't know how to deal with it. I read only last week about a very sad case in the Cotswolds where a 14-year-old girl committed suicide. She was coming to terms with her own sexuality and had other issues. She was also, I believe, bullied in school. These are really serious issues still in our community for those people who are growing up and unsure about their own sexuality. So us flying the flag, although it might seem like a token gesture, is not a token gesture, because what it says is that we believe in equality, we believe in tolerance, and we believe that everyone should be treated the same. I note in the motion that you talk about district council partners. Now, I'm hoping that includes all district council partners, but certainly I'm not aware of anything happening at Cotswold District Council, and I would really hope that that is the case, that all districts can join together in something like this. So I would simply end by saying I welcome this motion. I hope we can support it. We've made huge strides in this country, and I celebrate the fact that I live in the UK where being me is enshrined in law. If it was somewhere else, I might even be in jail just for being me. Thank you.